This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh today to mark a momentous occasion in the nation's socio-cultural and spiritual landscape. Prime Minister will ceremonially hoist a saffron flag on the shikhar of the sacred Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple, symbolizing the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. Prime Minister will also address the gathering on this occasion. Prime Minister will also visit Sapt Mandir, which houses temples related to Maharshi Vashisht, Maharshi Vishwamitra, Maharshi Agastya, Maharshi Valmiki, Devi Ahilya, Nishadraj Guha and Mata Shabri. This will be followed by a visit to Sheshavatar Mandir. Mr. Modi will also visit Mata Annapurna Mandir. After this, he will perform Darshan and Puja at Ram Darbar Garbhagriha, which will be followed by Darshan at Ram Lala Garbhagriha. Prime Minister will also visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. During the program, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of revered Guru. To honour the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur, central government is observing a year-long commemoration. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate a newly constructed building, Panch Janya, which is designed in honour of the sacred conch of Lord Krishna. In Chhattisgarh, 15 active cadres of outlawed CPM Maoists carrying a combined bounty of nearly 50 lakh rupees have surrendered in Sukma district. Talking to Akashwani News, Sukma SP Kiran Chavan said the surrenderers were a direct fallout of the leadership vacuum and deepening fear created by most wanted Maoist commander Madhvi Hidma's elimination earlier this month.
Yesterday, 15 Naxalites have been surrendered in front of the Sukma police and the CRPF. In these 15 Naxalites, four were from PLGA battalion number 1 and remaining from the Kunta area committee, Kishtara area committee and Kerala Pali area committee. They were influenced by the operations going in the Sukma district as well as camp has been established in the Sukma district. They were being provided all the benefits under the rehabilitation program.
Aviation regulator DGCA has issued an advisory to airlines and airports to deal with possible disruptions due to the ash plumes from the volcanic activity. DGCA has asked airlines to avoid volcanic ash-affected areas as Ethiopian volcanic ash reaches India. A wind-borne cloud of ash from a volcanic eruption in Ethiopia has crossed swathes of northwest India last night, crossing Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Delhi NCR and Punjab. This has hampered visibility and disrupted air traffic as it headed eastwards across the subcontinent. Ash clouds from the recent eruption of the Haile Gubbi volcano in Ethiopia are impacting flight operations. Akasa Air, Indigo and KLM are among the airlines that cancelled some flights due to the ash plumes. A high-level Afghan delegation met officials of the Ministry of Textiles in New Delhi to explore the possibilities for expanding bilateral cooperation in the textile sector. The delegation, led by Shafiullah Azam, Director General of Economic Relations, held discussions with A.B. Pinmanen, trade advisor to the Government of India. The talks focused on strengthening Afghanistan's textile ecosystem, generating employment and improving training facilities for farmers entering the cotton and textile value chain. India clinched its second consecutive Women's Kabaddi World Cup title in Dhaka, defeating Chinese Taipei 35-28 in a dominant final performance. India swept all four group stage matches before beating Iran 33-21 in the semi-finals. 11 countries competed in the tournament, with India and Chinese Taipei advancing from their groups to the knockout rounds. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated Indian women's team for winning the Kabaddi World Cup. The Prime Minister said that the victory of the Kabaddi team will inspire countless youngsters to pursue Kabaddi, dream bigger and aim higher. And that is the end of this news bulletin.